Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner. This week's thought is titled Noughts and Crosses and is dated the 17th of June. Well, I read loads of great stuff over the last few weeks. However, this week's thought is based on an interesting experience I had. I was playing on the beach with Catherine, my 4-year-old daughter, and after building a few sandcastles and digging a few holes, we progressed onto drawing a Noughts and Crosses board on the sand. After explaining the rules to Catherine, we set about playing, and of course, I set about intentionally losing some games and winning others. It's a fascinating game because with two inexperienced players, there can be a winner. But once the players become competent, of course, it's impossible for anyone to win. Of course, there are some activities like job interviews where there needs to be a single winner. But I wondered, are there activities that I still act like the inexperienced player? Activities I'm trying to win when in fact there can be no winner. Should I adopt Stephen Covey's philosophy of win-win or no deal more often than I do? My answer of course is yes. But I reflected back to Noughts and Crosses on the beach and realised that the decision to intentionally lose a few and win a few created a highly enjoyable afternoon where for a time I was at one with my daughter. In my book, that's a win-win. So perhaps like you, I already understand this philosophy. But if I apply this to more relationships and circumstances, wouldn't it create more wonderful moments, more great results and close relationships? Till next week, enjoy the fun and games of life. David Gardner.